A visitation of the Lord is designed to bring you out of something into something.
God's plan is to always take you to a higher place in your walk with Him. Join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons today as their subject centers around visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of God's presence on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is my wife, Pastor Terry Pearsons. It's so good to be on the broadcast here with you and to be able to teach the Word and share the Word. And I just so appreciate Kenneth and Gloria for letting us come on in here and enjoy just soaking up the glory of God. And that's what we've been doing. Ever since Monday, when you started teaching on the ministry of the prophet, we've just taken off and gone up, up. We are here on assignment of the Holy Ghost. And our assignment is to bring to you the words of the Lord for 2015 that we've heard through our own family of prophets right here, and what God is saying to us, and how we need to take these words, to walk them out, and to really ingest them and let them become such a vital part of our lives. We were talking just before the broadcast about Jerry Savelle's word from the Lord for 2014, for last year. And he said, 2014 will be known as the year of the greater. And the Lord said, the prophet said these things would come, and now they're here. The greater glory they spoke about, we're in it now. Let's shout. A new wave of His glory is what shall be seen, for this is His plan for 2014.
And here's the thing, we've seen it.
We've seen it.
In 2014.
Yep.
It was building, but oh, there was a time when it just started, the door opened, and we saw that word. But you know, Pastor, so many people miss it and haven't done what you've done. I want to thank you for that and how much attention you pay to these prophetic words. You don't let them go. You pay attention to what Peter said. It said, pay attention to the prophetic word, and you have focused on those. You say them to me
every single morning.
Yeah. You go over it. We pray together over those words. Yeah. We declare them. Yeah. We've been doing those kind of things for several years now, a couple of years, and we've saw it happen.
Yes, we have.
So I want to encourage our viewers, don't ignore what we're presenting.
And what we've done is the same thing that Brother Savelle, that word came from. He encouraged our church, and he's encouraging churches to declare the glory boldly over their church, the manifested presence of God, goodness of God, and power of God. And as you said, we saw that took place in 2014 in our church.
With increase.
With increase.
And it hasn't quit.
The glory rolled on in.
Yeah. So we don't want to ignore what the Lord has said to us about. We don't throw away what He said about 14.
No.
It's all building.
No.
But we don't want to ignore 15. So I'm excited to hear what you want to tell us.
And something else
this.
That I do, Terry, I pull out those words. I keep all of those words from the past and pull them out and refer to them because, you know, once you come to the end of the year, it's like, okay, that's over. The glory's over. No, it's a building that takes place. It's a progressive building that takes place into a bigger and bigger place. Now, speaking of Brother Savelle, a word from the Lord came through Brother Savelle at our America Stands 2014 election coverage. And that night, he brought with him the word of the Lord, that the Lord gave this to him on October 18th of 2014, that 2015 would be the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. And boy, have we taken off with that. So before we talk about it, I want you to see the clip from when Brother Savelle brought that last year. You listen to that, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about this word in detail.
Now, you remember 2014, he said, we'll be experiencing the greater glory.
Yes.
Okay,
glory.
Here's what he said for 2015.
Okay.
Experiencing the greater glory is still my plan, and you'll see the great I Am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. Now, I love this part. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I'll show them the strength of my right hand. Oh, my. I'll have my way, and all shall see. No power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up, and they'll take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Yes, 2015, you'll surely see, will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great's about to happen to me. 2015 will be known as a year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost.
Praise God.
Glory to God for that. Now, some of you might be wondering, I want that word. Well, we put together a special brochure that you can download on kcm.org of the 2015 prophetic words that we've been talking about this week on the broadcast. So you can get those and you can study them out. And that's exactly, Terry, what I do with these words. I take a word like that and I begin to dissect it. I begin to dig into it and find out, what is this word saying to me? And as a pastor, I'm saying, Lord, what is this word saying to our church? And so I began to do that with this word. And the whole concept of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations, it comes on the heels of the greater glory that's been taking place. I see that the Lord has a strategy. For these words. Because if I look back, I start going back into the 90s, and I look at all these different words that have been given. Brother Hagin, what he has spoken about, what he spoke before he left this earth, he left us with a few years of words from the Lord to stand on and believe God. And so, I want to do that with you. I want us to take this together and walk through this word that Brother Savelle gave about this new year. Take a look at some scriptures and some thoughts about this. So let's take this at the top, Terry. Experiencing the greater glory is still my plan. We've been teaching about the glory of God in church, that the glory of God is the presence of God, heavy with everything good. It's God's majesty, it's His splendor, it's His goodness, it's everything that He is, everything that He has, everything that He can do. And He's saying experiencing the greater glory is still the plan of God.
That's because the glory gets greater and greater. It doesn't run out or come to the end.
We go from glory to glory. And that's what we're doing. And we experience this. We're experiencing this every Sunday. We're experiencing the presence of God in unprecedented ways in our church. And I'm seeing that it's happening all over the world. We're getting reports about the glory of God and the manifestations of the presence of God in churches everywhere. And listen to what the Lord said. And you'll see the great I Am shall visit your land.
Thank you, Lord.
The great I Am shall visit our land.
Now, we're talking about that would, in essence, be America for us. Yeah. And yet that applies to any people that will believe it.
That's right. That's right. And we as a church, or we as individuals, I mean, I'm looking for visitations, Lord, from the Lord for Terry and myself.
That's right.
For our family.
Our land.
Our land.
Little spot of land on
yes,
our little
right.
street, our land.
And we're looking for visitations. And I found this scripture over in Genesis 50, 24. It says, God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land He swore to Abraham. Now, in that particular scripture, he's talking here about Joseph. But I saw this as I was studying it out, Terry. I saw it as just one result of a visitation. A visitation of the Lord is designed to bring you out of something into something.
Mm-hmm.
When He comes and visits, and I'm looking forward to truly understanding what a true, real visitation of the Lord is all about. I think I've experienced it in degrees. I think we've experienced it in degrees. But I believe that there is a place for us to experience that more and more. I'll give a quick illustration of what I have perceived to be a visitation from the Lord. I'll be driving somewhere. The other day, I was driving to the office. And this has happened to me several times now. And it's as if I drive into the presence of God.
Wow.
All of a sudden, I hear on the inside instruction. I was driving the other day, and I was coming out here to the property, to the ministry. And I was driving along, and I drove as it were into a cloud.
Wasn't something you saw with your eyes, mm-mm, but something that was...
I sensed it.
Yeah.
It was a sensing. And I had for about 4 minutes a visitation with the Lord, giving me direction of what I needed to do about something. And then I came out of the cloud. But when I came out of the cloud, I came out heavily weighted down with the presence and the glory of God. I had experienced a visitation. He loves to visit us. He loves to visit His children.
And it's not that He ever leaves.
No.
But there's a greater degree. You know, if we have family out of town,
right,
and they might come to visit us, but they're still our family.
We're still in contact.
Yep. But it's just at a different level of experience.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And so He said, the great I am, the great I am shall visit your land. And in that visitation, He will visit you and bring you out of one thing up into another. Like here, He said to the land that He swore to Abraham. Well, the land that He swore to Abraham was a land flowing with milk and honey.
Yeah, but also when He said, I'm the great I am,
yeah,
you know, that came out when He was about to deal with Pharaoh.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Come on now. Come on now.
That could preach some other time.
Yes. So you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Then it goes on to say, manifestations of my spirit as never before. Boy, you can pick that one apart piece by piece by piece. Manifestations of the spirit. I found this over in 1 Corinthians 12:7. The manifestation of the spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Manifestations are given to us for us to profit. And these are talking about manifestations of the Spirit that have never been seen before. Now that word, Terry, as I'm looking back over the 2014 word, Brother Copeland said it, Brother Savelle said it, and that was that the Lord said, I'm manifesting myself in 2014 in ways that I've never done before on this planet. I have many things in store for this generation that have never been seen before. The same thing with the word through Brother Savelle. You'll stand in awe and begin to say, my God, I never knew that I would get to see this side of you. Mm. So we're seeing here, I know the Lord is talking to us about seeing things that we have never seen before, seeing things that we've never experienced before. And some of those things are things that truly we all have never experienced before. But I believe that some of those things are things, Terry, that have been experienced, but we've never experienced them. Such as a deeper place of the working of miracles. The working of miracles, manifestation of the Spirit. And that's what we've been pressing into in our church, is the working of miracles. And, you know, I remember when we prayed one Sunday for a woman that came up that needed healing in her ear. And I prayed over her, put my finger in her ear and was believing God for the manifestation. And she talked about different things that were happening to her. But it wasn't until after the service was over that we got a text that said she was completely healed.
She could hear.
She could hear again. Well, you see, these are things that we have never quite experienced on that degree before. 2015 is the year of visitations, manifestations that we have not seen before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Now, I don't want to leave the scripture out from the manifestations of my spirit. Jesus said in John 14:21 in the Amplified, I will let myself be clearly seen and make myself real. Manifestations. Manifestations of Jesus.
People might be wondering, say, a sense of question, that things that have never been seen before. Well, is that Bible? Does see things that have never been seen before? Well, Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could dare ask or think or hope or desire or dream or pray. Well, if it's in the Bible, you can think it. If it's in the Bible, you can dream it, wish for it, hope for it. So there are things in here I'm sure we haven't even noticed yet, but they're there. They have been seen by somebody. So, but that scripture tells us that we haven't seen it all.
That we haven't
seen it all. God hasn't run out.
That's right. And we have to, as pastors, we have to keep coming before our congregation and encouraging them to press on with us that we have not seen it all. We have not seen, we've not seen the kind of demonstrations of the Spirit that we are going to see. And Terry, we're going to see them.
We're going to. We're going to have them. We're walking in them, living in them.
We are going to have them. We're going to have them in our church. We're going to have them in our family. We're going to have them in this ministry. We are going to see demonstrations of the power of God from shore to shore. And the scripture, two scriptures that the Lord gave me about this, and you know, you were saying before the broadcast, just you were talking about learning to discern a word like this. And the Lord just led me to do this. I was filling this out like you'd fill out a test. And I would see that line, and then the Lord would say, okay, what scripture goes along with that? So I would find the scripture and write it down. So in a word like this, you have to make sure that the word lines up with the word. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the word absolutely lines up with the word. In 1 Corinthians 2:4, the word of God. 1 Corinthians 2:4, my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Paul's words were followed by demonstrations. What he said, he got. And I'm saying this, in our church, we have signs, wonders, and miracles operating in our church. We have visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the Spirit. We have the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Spirit in full operation. We have the healing and miracle ministry of Jesus operating
Amen.
In our church.
Yes, we do.
I'm
We're saying it. That's right.
I'm saying it, and it agrees with the Word of God. And I just wanted us to turn, Terry, turn quickly to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, and this is the kind of thing that I believe that the Lord is desiring for us to operate in the church, in our church. And in Acts chapter 5, we're looking here at what took place in the book of Acts. What took place is in the book of Acts is what God is wanting for us to take place right here and right now. And it says in verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. That's the glory of God coming out of Peter. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. I'm looking for that, Terry. I'm looking
everyone.
For that. Every one of them healed. And I'm looking for congregations all over the world that people are being set free, they're being delivered, they're being healed. And like your dad has said, and before him, Brother Hagin, healing is the dinner bell.
Dad said you could just as easily say the gifts and working, the manifestations of the Spirit are the dinner bell. They draw people.
That's right. They draw people.
They want to hear from God. They want to see God work and move. And these are things we're growing in.
That's right. Okay. We're running low on time here. So here we go. Supernatural provision. Greater breakthroughs too. I received that. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. And when I read that about my right hand, I looked at Exodus 15:6. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand has dashed in pieces the enemy. And so we operate on that level because it goes on to say, I'll have my way and all will see. No power is greater nor equal to me. In John 10:29, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than them all. No power is equal or greater than God. My people will rise up and take their place. Now, that's the authority of the believer. That's operating in the place of the authority of the believer. My people will rise up. And that is that's a joining together, joining forces with the right hand of God and the people of God rising up and taking their place. No enemy will stop them from finishing their race. And the Lord showed me 2 Timothy 4:7, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I have kept the faith. Yes, 2015 you'll surely see will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree, something great is about to happen to me. Come on, let's say that together.
Something great is about to happen to me.
Now you say it too. Something great is about to happen to me. Let me tell you something that is happening and something that is going on. Brother Savelle, during that 2014 election coverage, he said this, and he quoted something from Smith Wigglesworth. Brother Savelle said, you've been on the verge of this greater glory. You've been standing on the threshold of the greatest move of my spirit which the earth has ever seen. Now it's time to step over into it. Folks, we're there. We're there. We are on over into the greatest move of the Spirit of God this earth has ever seen. I mean, that's where you see, this will be a year that goes down in history. Why? Because we have now stepped over into the greatest move of God that we've ever seen. Now, that's what Brother Savelle said. Listen to what Smith Wigglesworth, a great preacher of the gospel, faith preacher, 1947, before he left this earth, he said, there will come a time when those who emphasize the Word and those who emphasize the Spirit will come together. From it will come the biggest move of God that the nations have ever seen. There will be no ebb. And then Brother Savelle picked up on that and he said, there will be no ebb. Ebb is a gradual decline. Every other move has had a gradual decline. This one will not. We are on the verge of the greatest move of God that our planet has ever seen. 2015 will be and is the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the Spirit of God. And Father, we now pray over that. Lord, Terry, pray. Pray over that word. Pray over that word.
Father, we by faith do what you have said. We obey the word and the instruction by the Spirit of God through the man of God that says step into it. By faith, we take hold and we step into through the open door for visitations from you.
Yes.
Visitations of angels.
Yes.
Visitations, Lord, of heaven. Visitations of the presence, the power, the goodness and the glory of God, manifestations of your goodness, manifestations of your healing power, manifestations of your spirit, demonstrations, Lord, demonstrations of the Word of God, demonstrations of faith in your Word, demonstrations, Lord, for the mighty sweeping of nations into the kingdom of God,
into the kingdom of God,
great demonstrations of the greater I am, the great I am, who will deal with Pharaoh and darkness. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for it. By faith, we step into it with you.
Yes.
We believe.
We believe.
We receive.
We receive.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Terry and I will be right back.
When your faith is in Jesus, all things are possible. Jesus is the open door to salvation and to every new arena that God wants to lead you into. By reading Jesus the Open Door by Kenneth Hagin, you'll learn how Jesus is that open door, and you'll learn what other doors have been opened for you to walk through now. God has given prophets to help his people all throughout history. Pastor Terry Pearson teaches the truth about the ministry of the prophet. Learn how your reaction to what God is saying through his prophets will determine the effectiveness of their words in your life. Additionally, the 2015 Prophetic Words pamphlet is included so that you can keep these words from the Lord with you and review them daily. Be built up in your spirit by God's written and prophesied words. Lastly, Kenneth Copeland has dedicated his nearly 50 years of ministry to teaching people how to live by faith. In Faith How It Works CD set, he gives the foundational principles of faith and how we can experience its results in our own lives. Your faith in God and in his prophetic words can effect great change. Be part of the experience. Learn to hear God's voice in a whole new way. Order your copy of the Faith for the Prophetic Word package for only $39.75. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You possess world-overcoming faith. Be full of hope and armed with God's Word and wisdom. Order the Faith for the Prophetic Word package today.
We put together the special package just for you in order for you to develop your faith for the prophetic word. These things that we're offering to you, faith, how it works, Brother Hagin's Jesus, the Open Door, Pastor Terry's Ministry of the Prophet, and then of course the brochure that we put in here for you with all of these words. It's time to sit down, dig into these, and make them a reality in your life. And you know something? We've made a way for you to be able to share some of this with others. Terry and I have put together a special internet broadcast. It's a broadcast that is a comprehensive, shortened version of what we're doing all week long that includes the various clips of what we've been showing from the words of the Lord, as well as discussing these. But you can go on the Kenneth Copeland Ministries website to kcm.org/2015words. You can watch that, and then you can click share and send it to somebody else.
That's
and
nice.
Get these words out there, these prophetic words are alive, they're real, and they are for you today. Praise God.
You can share the 30-minute version instead of saying, hey, you need to watch a week of broadcast.
Exactly.
And that. And of course, then if you watch the internet, you can always go back and watch the TV broadcast again.
Right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God,
Praise
Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Oh, this is the part where I get to talk about the website.
The website.
Yes, the KCM website.
And the fact that we've got that material on there for 40 years of amazing teaching that's available on the website.
Well, I remember when just cassette tapes came out. Yes, I remember when cassette tapes came out. If you don't know what that is, Google it. But I remember the reel-to-reels before, but it revolutionized really the whole body of Christ, not to mention the cassette tape industry.
Right.
Same thing with CDs and so forth. And so God has given us this wonderful technology to put all of it together. You can go to kcm.org, the study center there, and just dig through and find answers for just about anything that you need.
It is amazing how much has been pulled together over the years that we are able to now share and have available out there. So you can build your faith, you can just get stronger and stronger on the Word of God, and just continue to watch and listen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now let me tell you this, tomorrow you can't miss the Year of the Overcomer. This is Pastor George and Terry reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And the people who on purpose cling to the Word of God, using their faith, believing and trusting God. Whose report will you believe? The report of the Lord in the face of trouble, in the face of the world spinning downward.